From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 29th. The morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Channel News Asia. Number of missing in deadly Nepal, China floods soars to nearly 3,000. The death toll has risen to more than 600, as search and rescue teams battle muddy conditions to reach survivors in affected areas. Nuwakot, Nepal. Rescuers in Nepal and China were still battling Saturday, August 29, to locate thousands of people missing days after a deadly, tsunami-like wall of water and debris swept through the Himalayan region, engulfing villages. The number of missing soared to nearly 3,000 on Friday as emergency teams said they had recovered 633 bodies, with some of the dead possibly swept downstream as far away as India. Next, second, from the Hindu top, Tejasvi Yadav becomes more active in Bihar politics after by-election setback. After the debacle in the Bankipur Assembly by-election, Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejasvi Yadav has become more active in Bihar politics. He is visiting places where incidents have taken place and meeting aggrieved family members. This can be gauged from the fact that on August 19, 2026, the main opposition party, RJD, took out the Lok Bhavan march after a gap of 11 years. The party hit the streets to protest against the government, raising issues such as the alleged firing of an AK-47 during a student protest in Bihar and paper leak issues. Mr. Up next. Third, from the Hindu top, flood rescue enters fourth day in Nepal-China border as weather hampers air operations. Poor weather hampered aerial rescue operations in Nepal as the search for hundreds of missing people in areas devastated by catastrophic flash floods along the border with China entered its fourth day. And then, fourth, from the Hindu top, Congress leader Chenthai Anil arrested for waylaying Keralam CM Sathisan to be suspended from party. The police have taken Anil Kumar, aka Chenthai Anil, member of the District Congress Committee DCC, into custody in connection with an incident on Friday, August 28, 2026, where Chief Minister V.D. Sathisan's convoy was allegedly blocked in the Srikariam police station limits in Tiruvananthapuram district. The Srikariam police had registered an FIR against Mr. Anil on Friday. The Congress leader was taken into custody in the early hours of Saturday, August 29. 2026, World Humanoid Robot Games showcased leaps Beijing has made in the tech, but also highlighted limitations as U.S. rivals prepare their own launches with exploding pelvises, enough comic pratfalls for a Buster Keaton show reel and the odd moment of ruthless violence. The World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing gripped the world this week with an unsettling mixture of hilarity, trepidation, and relief. Tiruvananthapuram District Congress Committee President in Charge N. Next, fifth, from the Guardian World. Hilarity, unease and relief. Games show China is not over the finish line in humanoid robot race. Up next, sixth, from Straits Times. Japan resumes student exchange trips to Russia after seven-year hiatus. Tokyo, Japan has resumed a program for university students to engage in short-term studies in Russia for the first time in 7 years, the foreign ministry said on August 28. A total of 15 Japanese university students studying Russian and other subjects stayed in St. Petersburg, Russia's second-largest city, from August 12 to August 20, taking part in language training and exchanges with local counterparts, the ministry said. The program is organized by the Japan-Russia Youth Exchange Center, an organization jointly funded by the two governments. And then, seventh, from Le Monde, N. Ukraine, Pavlo Yelizarov, Le Colonel et l'Origin des Plus Grands Destructions d'Armement Russe, La Guerre Aérienne est la Première Front. Pavlo Yelizarov, a Ukrainian colonel, has been pivotal in the significant destruction of Russian weaponry during the ongoing conflict. He emphasizes that the air war represents the primary front in this struggle. Yelizarov's insights shed light on the strategic importance of aerial operations, highlighting how they have shifted the dynamics of the battlefield. In recent interviews, he detailed the methods and technologies being employed to target Russian assets effectively. His leadership has been crucial in coordinating these efforts, showcasing the resilience and adaptability of the Ukrainian forces. As the war progresses, the focus on air superiority remains a key element of Ukraine's military strategy. Next, eighth, from Le Monde. En direct, guerre en Ukraine. Le pays prévoit de produire 1000 drones par jour pour frapper la Russie, dit Volodymyr Zelensky. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.